respect. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USAprepares.com. With us, Sam Bushman. I'm in his studio in Salt Lake City, Utah, high atop the Rocky Mountains. Kirk Crosby's with us in Salt Lake City. John Reagan. John Reagan's with us in Missouri. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. John, I just want to share a couple quick thoughts before we get into your news. Sam, would you share with us what we talked about during the first hour today of your broadcast with Kurt about the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Convention and how... Can you share with how we almost? I mean, we almost.
Yeah, you got to talk louder though, Vincent.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
Yeah, perfect. We almost lost the ship.
We did. You're right. It was an absolute worry time for sure. We were down in Las Vegas last Friday, all day long, hard work event, all hands on deck. We were working on a document to tell the federal government they must obey the law, and that sheriffs would uphold the rule of law. Based on the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the fundamental understanding that Americans have rights, given by God, not government. And that the sheriffs would acknowledge that and uphold their oaths of office. And that was our goal. And we were working on the language for the document. We had had a draft from a previous event where over 100 sheriffs were there working on it. This time they were close to 50. Mm-hmm. And they were working on this document, and all of a sudden, some folks started saying stuff like, you know... Let's change this word. Let's change that word. And it became very nitpicky. Instead of a general idea to improve the document or say we need to take these two sentences, make them one, or things that would progress the project, it was almost like nitpicky stuff to derail the project. And then it grew. It got worse. They then started to say stuff like, you know, maybe this language is too harsh. Not only is it not nitpicky on words that you can't really resolve something and how things should be worded, but, man, maybe this language is too harsh. Do you think we ought to, you know, remove the harsh language and gut the, well, it turned out, gut the whole thing?
And one naysayer said it was, in his opinion, it was so harsh that it would cause the federal government to come down on the sheriffs like a ton of bricks. I'm paraphrasing. That it was dangerous. The language was dangerous, putting the federal government on notice that these sheriffs will uphold the law.
And it was interesting to me how he kind of said, hey, this will be worse than you can imagine. Trust me, I know.
Right.
It was a weird statement.
Right.
But anyway, so then it got worse. They started to say, you know, maybe we can't really sign this thing. You know, the language is harsh. Nobody can agree. Why don't we kind of table the project? Why don't we let some folks work on it? Why don't we get together in a couple of weeks or a month or 2 months or maybe 3 months or and we'll work on it. And we saw right then that, you know what, Titanic's going down if we don't stop this. It started to unravel quickly. And we were able to recover that. We were able to really stand up, make a difference, provide appropriate leadership, say prayers to the Almighty, and we resolved this. And the reason we're recapping this, it was on First Hour of Liberty Roundtable as well, but it wasn't on USA Prepares, and our people need to know this as well. And we don't have time to cover it in as much depth as we did the first hour. LibertyRoundtable.com if you want to get that hour.
But the same thing happened with our forefathers. The same impasse happened, and they resorted to the same solution, prayer. But it wasn't private prayer, people praying off on the sidelines. Sam Bushman, you went to the front of the room. You took the podium, and you prayed in front of God and everyone there for a solution, a speedy solution, the correct solution, and it happened.
Yes,
I was there.
But when you say that I prayed, we all prayed. I was just a spokesman. You know?
that's not, well, yeah, yeah, you were the spokesman. That is correct. But, and ladies and gentlemen, what happened was there were individuals on the sidelines, not sheriffs, not chiefs of police, not peace officers who saw the ship going down. And those individuals took action, maybe even usurped some authority, and you said what everyone needed to hear, Sam. That's what happened.
You know, we did our very best. We were able to change things. And all I'm telling you is I have absolute confidence and faith in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is the way we communicate with God.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation, or guidance, thoughts in our minds and in our hearts through the Holy Ghost is the way he communicates with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that I prayed on behalf of the whole group who united themselves in faith, and the Lord provided guidance to all of us in our hearts, and we actually were able to save things, turn it around, hammer out the final document, get it to the attorney for final, you know, dot in the I's review, grammatical changes, etc. And we got over 39 sheriffs and police chiefs to sign, and the number's growing as we speak.
And the separation of church and state was not evident at any of our meetings. As a matter of fact, every single meeting involved prayer. Every single one. Without exception.
Yeah, and Vincent's been with me for days, man. Vincent will tell you that Sam Bushman's a praying man.
I can tell you this. During the bottom of hour number one of Liberty Roundtable, everyone gets on his knees and her knees, including me, and pray.
We do it every day.
Every broadcast.
And it's a vital part of who we really are. So when I talk about prayer and talk about the Almighty on the radio, I don't use it in a way to divide Americans ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not interested in debating the keys to theology with people. But I am interested in us acknowledging that there is a source, there is an authority, there is a power that we must appeal to and be accountable to, and it ain't government. That's the point.
Okay, so we are going to win. That's all there is to it. And by the way, class, meet up tonight. I'll be there. I'm flying out of Salt Lake City. And I will be at the meetup late. John and Judy Dollarhite will be standing in for me until I get there.
Provided that the weather cooperates, right?
Yes, provided, yes. And I will give you, in person, an update as much as I can about what happened at the conference. Okay, so I will be there, providing the weather cooperates. Sam, John Reagan's with us. John, you've got some news for us, and we've got Mike Parsons on the line.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
We've also got Kirk Cosby with us. Welcome, Kirk.
Buenos dias.
There you go.
Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. We also might want to just talk to Mike Parsons and welcome him and crank out his thoughts, and then we'll move along here.
Yes, Mike, go ahead.
Mike, welcome, sir.
Greetings. Good morning, everyone. I've just got a couple of observations and questions. One of the things is that these attorneys that would be funded by these fundraising groups and organizations, when are the attorneys going to put skin in the fight like everyone else? Because
all right, whoa, stop. All right, the attorneys, we're talking about the Sheriff's Legal Defense Fund that Mike Parsons is referring to. And he asked a question, when are they going to put skin in the game? And I think it's a great, fair question. The reason that I'm stopping him so quickly is because he might not have heard the whole thing. Number one, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America has a battery of attorneys for his organization who agreed to work pro bono, number one. And number two, Larry Pratt agreed to fund the whole setup of the organization out of his own pocket. That's number one. Number two, there were several attorneys there. Jim Clymer, he was formerly of the Constitution Party. He's still heavily involved, who has a big law firm in Pennsylvania. He agreed to work pro bono. We also have Michael Connolly of the U.S. Justice Foundation, who agreed to work pro bono. And all the attorneys agreed to use their lists and their groups to help fundraise on top of all that.
So that's a good start.
That is. That's a good start. And I applaud Larry Pratt and his organization and the others that are contributing. But there needs to be more. There needs to be an awakening of these attorneys, because they need to realize at the end of the day, if we the people lose, they lose. Because they're part of it.
There's no question. Good point.
You're absolutely right. And Mike Parsons, USAPrepares.com instructor, we are ringing the alarm loud and clear and wide as we can to let everybody know what's happening. And we're hoping that we can get more attorneys to come in pro bono and defend the sheriffs who are defending we, the people.
Well, and the only other thing...
Let me add more, though. Let me add more. There are several other attorneys that were not able to attend for various reasons. One of them is a guy by the name of Lowell Beecraft, or Larry Beecraft of Alabama, who's beat the IRS before. And he could not make it because he was in court. There's just no way he could control the court dates. However, he's agreed to be part of us and work on things toe-to-toe all the way as well. There's more. Matt Shea, who is a Washington state representative, a liberty-minded American, a constitutional American, he also is an attorney, and he has agreed to assist. And we've got more. So that just kind of scratches the surface. But I'm telling you, these people are putting their money where their mouth is, and they absolutely have skin in the game. I called Jim Clymer, for example, and said, hey, man, we want you to come to this event. We want you to help analyze and set up this legal defense fund for sheriffs. And I said, we'll even cover your costs. And he said, no need. I'll be there. Did you hear me? No need. I'll be there. He rolled out $500 as his own plane ticket, and he landed there. And then he said, I'll work pro bono, and I'll help you guys, and I'll use my lists and everything within my power to make this thing happen, including being a first responder pro bono attorney. I mean, that's serious business here, guys.
Mike, and what's happening is there are some ladies and gentlemen who want to be part of this now that this is hammered out. We have the document. We have it in front of us. We're not going to release it on the air because it's not our It's not fair for us to release what we have. When the sheriffs release it, we will discuss it and read it and post it in full when they release it. And you will be, I'm serious, you will be smiling from ear to ear when you read this language. It is strong language to defend we the people, as originally intended under the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It's impressive, Sam. Mike, I want to thank you for your call. John Reagan. John, you've got some news that we need to know about?
Yeah, and there's some news that broke last night on the Internet, and I thought when I got on you with this morning, I'd be doing my best Lost in Space robot impression, mm-hmm. waving my arms in the air, going, danger, Will Robinson.
Yes.
But after I got up this morning, I found out that even Forbes can put bad information on the Internet.
Okay,
last night, they made a post that China was going to halt bank cash transfers for commercial banks for several days starting this Thursday. And that has since been removed from Forbes. However, it is making the rounds of other blog sites.
Okay, we're going to a break. John Reagan, Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli, Kirk Crosby. Kirk, thanks so much for being with us. I know you got a boogie to come get me at the studio and take me to the airport. I really appreciate everything you've done, Kurt and family. Class, we will be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we got a meet up tonight. Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. Your homework, should you choose to do it, is to bring three more people. You will hear information that you just won't believe about what our sheriffs are doing. I can't reveal the inner secrets, but I will tell you the concepts. That's tonight, 5:30. And I want to thank Judy and John Dollarhite for filling in for me, taking my spot, making sure that the meetup continues unimpeded while I'm flying to Missouri from Salt Lake City. John Reagan, you were talking about Forbes. There was a headline article about China halting cash transactions. Yes, we're aware of it. Please tell us what's going on.
And what I want to do, as always, I've made a post on the financialstateoftheunion.com under the news tab. And this is under the financial section called China Default. This is the original news item I saw last week. Mega default in China scheduled for January 31st. Now, this is good information, and what they're talking about is there's a particular product in China that's a fund that is just under $500 million, $500 million, and this is in a total credit market of about $23 trillion. Now, that $23 trillion is a big credit bubble. But when you look at the scheme of things, $500 million is just a small fraction of 1%. Defaults do happen all the time. I think it was a poor choice of words for them to say mega default. It is a big default, but it's not anything I see as earth-shattering. It is possible it may be one of the dominoes that starts things going. We don't know that until things have happened, but I don't think this is going to be the domino that sets things off.
I agree with you, John. This is Sam here. I agree with you 100%. It could be the unraveling of it all if they wouldn't keep meddling. But they have a gazillion and six tricks up their sleeve to make sure that it doesn't unravel. It's a hiccup, but it is a warning sign for us to keep an eye on the ball. And it shows that, you know, even the economies that they think are doing well, even funded by the best economic engine in the world, America, which has its problems, that's even unwinding. So, you know, we all think, oh, man, China's going to save us. They'll always lend us money. Well, that may not be true. They have a lot of tricks up their sleeves, though, so don't think it's the end yet. But it is, no doubt, a shot across the bow in terms of alerting the world. When the mainstream press picks this up, that tells you something, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I will be watching the markets a little bit closer on Friday than I normally would. But, like I said, I don't see anything happening. And even if you're just a little bit uncomfortable, just follow the advice that we normally do is don't just keep all your money in the bank. Make sure you got enough on hand that you can pay the rent or go out and pay the rent, pay the mortgage a couple days early. I mean, the first is just Saturday. You probably already have that in your account already. And then just make sure you got a week, 2 weeks worth of cash. You can go out and buy your groceries and fill up your gas tank. And I think that's plenty to get through any possible hiccup that might throw through the banking system.
John Reagan, do you think that the pulling of this post from Forbes was or could be, I say could be, a result of a call from the federal government saying, are you guys crazy? Have you lost your mind? Get that off the internet right now. Do you think that's possible?
No, I don't think so. From what I was reading on another post that was refuting it, what I wish they had done instead of just pulling the post was to, you know, do like newspapers did, you know, publish a correction. You know, admit right. that, you know, what you published was not, it was just, you know, misinformed. Here's what the real situation is.
What about the idea that it wasn't misinformed, it was intentional?
I'm not seeing that.
Just to create confusion in the marketplace.
It's happened before.
Well, there's, you know, people read something and start running with it without, you know, vetting it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you start overrunning your headlights, and, you know, it happens to the best of us. We see something, we want to make sure that people know about it so they don't get hurt. And sometimes we pull the trigger too quickly.
John Reagan's with us, USAPrepares.com, senior instructor, author of The Financial State of the Union. And if you want to get his book, the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John Reagan will be back with us right after the bottom of the hour break. Sam Bushman's in studio. I'm in his studio. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sam Bushman's with us, and I'm looking at page one of USAPrepares.com. HSBC imposes restrictions on large cash withdrawals. John Reagan, this the source of this post is, let me get to the bottom of it, is the BBC, okay, BBC News. So it's not only Forbes. It's BBC. Now, HSBC stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. Okay? I used to work for those guys. HSBC. I was one of their computer dreamers. I haven't really said much about it, but I know who they are. And when I worked for them, they were the 11th largest bank in the world. Okay? Now, if they are being reported as limiting cash, large cash withdrawals, and also Forbes is doing it. John, there might be more to this story than we think on the surface.
There's another news item this morning on the HSBC. Apparently they got such blowback on that they are no longer being as restrictive.
Yeah, and what happened was one guy wanted to take out 5,000 pounds, okay? And they said no. This is this guy's own money, right? And they said no. And he said, can I have 4,000? They said no. And finally they agreed on 3,000. Can you imagine a bank telling you that you can't have your own funds? Class, please consider getting as much of your money out of the banks as possible and have it under your control. Now, if you want to have 30 days worth of transactions for liquidity purposes, that makes a lot of sense. Bob Chapman's advice is what I've just told you. He recommended exactly what I'm saying. Get your money out of the bank. Get them in, I think, gold, silver, and gold and silver related assets.
You know, one preparedness expert told me this, and I think it relates. Get a little bit of a lot of things.
that's what I have, a little bit of a lot of things. So, yes, I'm in total agreement. So, John, do you want to respond before we get on to Mark Baker? Mark Baker is under siege right now.
No, go ahead.
Okay, Mark Baker is a USAPrepares.com instructor. Sam, you've got the latest update?
Yeah, it turns out this Mark Baker story was over pigs, right?
Yeah.
And what happened is
hogs.
Mark Baker's a hog farmer. And he, I guess, had the wrong kind of hogs. And so the headline says, Michigan farmer Mark Baker faces $700 in fines.
No, $700,000.
I'm sorry, $700,000 in fines for raising the wrong breed of pigs, is what
the
story says.
Yeah, they said they had to have straight tails or curly tails. No matter which tail that the pigs had, floppy ears or straight ears, no matter what they were, he had the wrong kind. And there's only a couple kinds. So they can't figure out how they can nail this guy down. But they're taking him to court for $700,000.
Yeah, now the interesting thing is he's finally scheduled a court date. So the good part is he has his day in court. Now, whether it'll be a kangaroo court or not, we'll decide. But the trial date is set March 11th through the 14th. This trial is an opportunity for people to support a peaceful farmer and to deal with the true pigs that work for the DNR. Mark says if I don't fight this, then everyone's freedom is at risk. I think he's right.
Yeah, and Sam, during the break, you said, hey, Vinny, we got to go to court. We got to be there.
And I don't know who or what and how the rollout should be yet, but I'm almost thinking somehow we might be there. We might also turn it into some kind of a rally.
Well, we've done a rally before.
That stuff,
we've
right?
Yes, we've done a rally before for Mark Baker. USA Prepares Instructors were there, and it was at the Seven Sons Farm in Indiana. And we can do the same thing.
Oh, this guy's in Michigan, right?
Yeah, he lives in Michigan, but we had the rally in Indiana where a bunch of farmers got together to support him. But, yes, he is in Michigan.
All right, so we need to figure out how that's going to be covered and dealt with, but we'll keep an eye on the ball. Mark Baker, considered a good friend, a gentleman farmer.
Yeah, and
he's doing the best he can for his family, right?
And he's one of our instructors.
So this is serious.
He's not just some guy, Sam. He's, you know, you and I are closer, but he's one of us. So we need
we got to talk to him. We got to figure out what we're going to do on this.
You bet. And you know what he found out? He took a page out of our book. He decided, he thought maybe he should play nice. And then he and I talked about it, and the Dollarhite family talked about it, John and Judy Dollarhite.
Yeah,
and
they'll tell you firsthand, playing nice doesn't work.
Right, right. So we talked about it, and he came out swinging. He names the names on YouTube, and it's working. So imagine this. Imagine if we can get our instructors, a bunch of our instructors and class members to go to support him, the rally, and appear in court. What would the judge think if we packed the courtroom for Mark Baker?
What if we had a bacon fry at a park nearby? What if we all eat bacon?
Yes.
What do you think? I'm for eating bacon.
All right. I'm all for it. So, class, if you've got some suggestions about how we should respond to this, send me an email, vincent@usaprepares.com. vincent@usaprepares.com.
Now, the other thing about Mark Baker that I want to point out is he was just farming, just minding his own business, right? He wasn't doing anything crazy. He was just raising hogs, right?
Yeah, right.
And they melted down. Now, they did this to the Dairyland.
Right in my neighborhood. Just Morningland Dairy. They stole, the federal government stole, through the muzzle of a gun, $300,000 worth of cheese, and it went into the landfill in the very same county where I live.
And by the way, very good, clean cheese. Every test they did on it, the cheese came back perfect, right?
Right, right. And unfortunately, the owner, I offered to have USAPrepares.com come to his rally and stand armed between him and the feds. Literally. Because it's a short drive, less than an hour from my farm. And he decided that it's been a long fight and it's gone on for years and years and just, it's just too much. We're just going to yield. And I submit to you, class, we're not yielding. No more.
We got to find peaceful solutions, though. And I hope to know who Mark Baker has as attorneys. I hope we can talk to his sheriff. I don't know who his sheriff is. But we need to get some support for this guy, no matter what. I'm thinking what we ought to do is have a bacon and egg breakfast fundraiser, because it ain't going to be cheap for this guy to go to court. I guarantee it.
Now, Sam, I want to mention that we're not looking for a fight. We are really not looking for a fight. But
I want to eat bacon and think outside the gun.
Right. Well, but I'm armed anyway. I mean, it's just something that happens, right?
Sure.
I mean, our family's been shot at, so that's why I'm armed.
Now, what do you think, though, if we created a fundraiser, bacon and egg breakfast? You can do bacon, eggs, pancakes, and a barbecue fry out there and raise money for them and bring attention to the issue, right?
Yeah, I think we ought to do it right in the courthouse parking lot.
Wherever we can.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And then once we've had breakfast, then all go into the courtroom.
After the show, then, why don't we get on the horn with Mark Baker and talk about this?
Okay.
We can see what our options are, what's possible, et cetera. All I'm telling you is this is a vital issue.
Yep. And let me ask Judy Dollarhide, if I know you're listening, so if you could tell Mark what we're up to, that'd be great. Thanks thanks so much for doing that. Go ahead, back to you, Sam.
All right. John Reagan, do you want to join us at a bacon fry? You want to eat bacon with us, buddy?
I'm sure John will be with us. Hey, John, what's next?
Okay. There's lots of other news that is more concerning to me than these other things have been floating around. While I've still got a couple of minutes, I'd like to drop down to the preparedness section. I've got a couple of links there I want to talk about real quick. The first one is called Walk a Mile in Your Moccasins. And this is an article on four ways of making moccasins, which is something I've not done since I was in Scouts. But it doesn't really take a lot of skill or a lot of equipment to make moccasins. You want to make shoes and boots, that's going to take more equipment and skills. So it's got a very good step-by-step instruction how to do that, and you can make your own moccasins.
Okay. So your plan is to, when the collapse has begun, you're going to need something to put on your feet to get from point A to point B. Very point well taken, John. Got it.
Okay.
I'm at the website right now. And there are step-by-step instructions. What's next?
Believe it or not, for health reasons, moccasins are way better for you anyway.
Yeah, because you're grounded. Yeah. And Dr. Norman Shealy talks about those kinds of things, how you need to have your feet grounded to the ground, like you would ground an electrical circuit to the ground. He feels it's very important. What's next, John?
The link right under that I call Logistics, and the title of the article is, When Revolution Comes, What is Your Logistics Plan? And I love one of the lines in here, amateurs talk of strategy while generals talk of logistics. My first 3 years as an Air Force officer, I was at Scott Air Force Base, assigned underneath Headquarters Military Airlift Command in what would be their IT department, which was like 500 people. Our business was to move passengers and cargo. The same thing that we would do in wartime. The only difference is the volume. Logistics is key. For every person out there on the front line, there's at least eight other people behind them in the supply chain. as I've said before concerning the financial collapse, this isn't just a repeat of the Great Depression. When this one hits, it's going to bring down the global supply chain because nobody is going to want to trade worthless pieces of paper for something of value. So this is why I stress, when things happen, you may be living off-grid now. That's great. Think about what you have to do to live off of the supply chain and what you're going to do to get what you need.
And I was talking over the weekend with Vincent and several other people. We talked about preparedness quite a bit. One of the statements that I made is you got to learn to do more with less, number one. And number two, preparedness is not an event. In other words, you don't just like start getting prepared and then it's like, hey, a week later you're done or a day later you're done. It's an ongoing process, Vincent.
It absolutely is, Sam. We've been talking about that for many years, that it, for me, and for everybody that is associated with USAPrepares.com, it is a lifestyle. It is a life-altering way of living from what people are used to. No question about it. Sam, we're going into a break. John Reagan's with us. John, what's coming up at the on the other side of the break?
I'm going to do a quick spy check and then financial from there to the end of the show.
Okay, meet up tonight. Ziggy's 5:30. I'm doing everything I can to be there. Spy Tech coming up next.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we just made it. Meet up tonight, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Ziggy's.
And the Dollar Heights are going to be there taking care of business, talking about the future of food, while Vincent Fennelli lands on the airstrip and drives quickly to Ziggy's, and he will be covering the CSPOA conference, an inside look at what's going on at the CSPOA, ladies and gentlemen. You get a first-hand bird's-eye view of the whole room, all that happened, play-by-play. Vincent Fennelli will be there live. So, folks, don't leave Ziggy's. Just hang tight, stick with the Dollar Heights, because Vincent will be there with an update. I'm telling you, you won't believe what's going on. Yep. Danny Pyman. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Nick Finch, mm-hmm. Sheriff Richard Mack, mm-hmm. Sam and Vincent there live covering the whole thing. An inside scoop coming up at Ziggy's tonight.
Yeah, and I just got off the phone, Sam, with Judy Dollarhite, and she's going to connect us with Mark Baker. So we are rallying support for Mark Baker. Class, think of what you can do to help. Send us an email. What do you want to do? He's in Michigan, and that's where the trial is. Sam?
Yeah, how would you like a bacon breakfast? We're thinking of making one. Wouldn't that be a great way to pitch it? Come and eat bacon.
Yeah. John Reagan, you're on Spy Tech. What's up?
Over the last 3 months about Spy Tech, and mm-hmm. some of those devices go inside the body. Well, I've got an article on how your organs can be made to power implantable devices. This was put together by a team of U.S. and Chinese researchers. They've already used it to power a pacemaker. It uses the constant movement of organs like your heart, lungs, and diaphragm and converts it into energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know electronic devices need energy to run. And this is one of the ways that they could possibly do that.
And the reason it works is because the body is basically the most perfectly created electric generator ever, right, Vincent?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. So that's a huge concern, John Reagan. It's amazing. These guys just don't stop. They don't stop. And where's the morality? John Reagan, what's next?
Okay, second part of our Christmas update, which is called Scrooge 2, Christmas Nothing.
Yep.
We talked about a lot of layoffs last week. This continues on this week. Sam's is cutting 2,300 workers from Sam's stores. Texas Instruments is cutting 1,100 jobs.
And, John, that's because high tech's going to save us, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and but at the same time, Sam's is cutting stores. John Reagan, they are expanding and opening new stores,
and they've got better bottom line profit than ever, right?
Some of that is with adjustments too. Sears has already reported bad results. They haven't talked about store closes except they will close their flagship store in downtown Chicago.
Can you imagine that? They've sold their building years ago because they couldn't afford it. Sears Roebuck and Company. The
guys that used to deliver houses to you on trains.
Right, right. John, we talked.
My uncle has one of those houses. Did you know he has a Sears and Roebuck house? I swear it's true. Early 1900s.
John Reagan, we talked about the Christmas numbers being the worst in memorable history. Are you seeing that? Were we right? Is that what we're saying?
It's definitely down. And if we had true inflation-adjusted results, it would probably look really bad. Last item on that one is IBM also had a bad quarter, especially in their server unit, and they're looking at possibly selling off that unit to China.
Wow. Poor IBM. Wow. Didn't they spin off their whole consumer business to Lenovo?
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, wow, it's just a dismantling of everything we know, isn't it, John?
It is.
Okay. Got any more good news?
Oh, there's plenty, since down is the new up.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Yeah. Down is the new up. And I've got Mark Baker's number just texted to me. Judy Dollarhite, thanks so much for being on top of your game. For Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, John Reagan, Frank Underhill.
Vincent Finelli, the CSPOA. Come on.
Yep. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And it might be up to TSA because I'm getting aboard a plane. See you tonight at the meetup.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.